Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program for the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014. This word, which has to do with to shine, that is the root of the word voice, which is feminine. This word to shine is also defined as growing vegetation, to come to light. So now we're thinking about the sun and the science of the sun, solar science. See, Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared. Spirit energy equals material mass matter times the speed of light squared, and the speed of light is 186,281 miles per second. The science of the sun, working with water, causing growth and vegetation through photosynthesis. So we see that our voice is purposed to grow life. We see that our voice is purposed to grow life within ourselves. It says in more definitions, to appear to the mind. Okay, so we are speaking with the voice of the Most High to expose truth so that we may be able to have an illuminated mind, so that we are now able to see not with our two eyes, but as Dr. Phil Valentine would say, so that we may see with our first eye. the eye of the Almighty, the eye of the Most High. The Rastafari say, I and I, the Most I. So the first I is I and I united with the Most I, united with creation, united with the human family. The whole of we are the I, and the first I is the eye of the Most High that illuminates our minds so that we are now able to see and grow to be the men and women and gods and goddesses that the Most High is calling us to be. The voice, shining light for the purpose of growing, for the purpose of illuminating, so that the truth may become clear and manifest. Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, Zoroaster, Rastafari, Hindu, Krishna, communist, socialist, so-called capitalist, the purpose of our being in the earth realm is to collectively raise our voice so that we may reveal truth, so that all of us may grow to be the gods and the goddesses that the Most High has called us to be. If any man hear my voice and open the door, and open the door. The word open, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 455, Anoigo, Anoigo.
Anoigo, to open, and this is rooted in another word which has to do with being in the midst, among, and between. So now, the kingdom of God is in us, with us, among us, around us. The word kingdom is feminine. This feminine power must be opened, sisters and brothers of the human family. That feminine power must be opened. The kingdom is within. That Mother Holy Spirit power must be opened. That kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, within us, among us, in the midst of us, between us. That feminine power, we must go into the feminine power and open that power so that Yahushua may come in. If any man hear my voice, any woman hear my voice and open the door. The word door, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G 2374, Thura, Thura.
The door, the vestibule, and opening. This is the doorway to salvation. This is the door of the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within you and within me and within us. The kingdom is feminine. The door is feminine. The voice is feminine. We're learning that we must tap into the feminine power. What does that mean? Could it mean that we deposit the word of the Most High within ourselves, and ourselves as the woman of God, the wife of God, or say the wife of Christ, or the woman of Christ, we become the womb of Christ, that Christ, who represents the Word coming into the flesh, and we are the flesh, and the universe is the flesh. The universe is mass, material, and matter. You and I are mass, material, and matter. And so the Word of the Most High, the Christ, the seed, the germ of life, emitted into ourselves as the wife or woman of Christ. The door is feminine. The voice is feminine. The kingdom is feminine. Open that feminine power, people of the Most High. Open that feminine power, and Yahushua comes in, and we experience salvation on every level. In the Greek, one of the definitions of the word salvation has to do with being free from molestation. And the system, day and night, molests our sisters and brothers of the human family. It says, I will come in. I will come in. Who will come in? Yahushua will come in. What does Yahushua mean? What are the definitions of the word Yahushua? Health, wealth, and prosperity. Those realities that have been denied the human family. So what is needed? Deliverance, liberty, or liberation. If we do not deliver the human family, if we do not liberate the human family, what else is at the door? Vengeance. Why vengeance? Because we refused to stand up and work together and love each other and respect each other and see each other as valuable. You have poor working class men and women hating poor working class men and women and working and plotting against poor working class men and women and killing and destroying poor working class men and women. Why? Because the ruling class has gotten into the door. The ruling class has gotten into the heart. The ruling class has come into the ear and the door and the vestibule of the human family. To do what? To control the kingdom of God that is within. So that we do not tap into that power within that is in our hands, that is around us, among us, and with us. So that we do not liberate the human family and deliver the human family from the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So Yahushua wants to come in, but the wicked ruling class also want to come into that same doorway. But if we hearken to the voice of Yahushua, Yahushua will come in. This word, I will come in, let's hear the definition.
Strong's G, 1525, Eis Erchamai.
Greek side, 1525, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This is a verb, to go out or come in. To enter men or enter animals, to enter into a house or a city. Let's see that men have turned into animals. So our houses, our cities, our communities, neighborhoods, states, nations, and the world system is a beast animal system. So we must hearken to the voice of Yahushua. Listen to the feminine voice in the universe. Sacred and divine masculine must listen to the sacred and divine feminine and allow Yahushua to come in and reject the ruling class and ruling families' warfare and bloodshed, so that we can change from the animal world, the beast world, take on those positive attributes of the animal world, and become gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and our homes, houses, our personal structure first, then our homes and families and houses and cities, neighborhoods, communities, nation, and the earth will be free of the corruption. This word "come in" can also have to do with Satan taking possession of the body of a person. You see, this Satan character. Recall that when Peter understood Yahushua as the Christos, Son of the Living God, which really is symbolic of the whole of we as sons and daughters of the Most High, and the whole of we as Christos, that one shadow that does not change, does not turn, because the shadow in James is symbolic of Christos, and as Christos, we are the image and likeness of the Most High, the image and likeness of the universe, and we are the seed of the Most High and the seed of the universe, masculine and feminine, and have the power of the Most High within ourselves. Yahushua, Christos, is you and me. Then, when Yahushua was telling Peter, the rock, everything leads to everything else, and the rock has to do with Petah, the mind of the Most High. So Yahushua says that Yahushua must suffer and die. Why? Because the wicked ruling class do not want to see Yahushua. But deeper, the wicked ruling class do not want to see health, wealth, and prosperity be administered to the people equally. The wicked ruling class and ruling families do not want to see the human family liberated and delivered. And so, the wicked ruling class and ruling families will kill and destroy anyone that brings that type of message in an attempt to destroy health for the people. Look at the fight over health care. Look at how many states refused to expand either Medicaid or Medicare, meaning these states, under the authority of the Republicans, but also under the authority of the House of Rothschild, who control Republican and Democratic Party, these states refuse to expand health care. That's attempting to crucify and destroy health care. That's an attempt to crucify and destroy wealth and prosperity for the masses of the people. That's an attempt to crucify, kill, and destroy Yahushua all over again. And so we need liberty. We need deliverance. And so Peter was saying, no, Yahushua, you're not going to suffer anything going against the science that is involved in opposing a system that fosters death, and you propagate life. Well, you are a natural enemy of the system, and we must not be naive to that fact. The sisters and brothers in the civil rights movement, the sisters and brothers in the human rights movement, some of our ancestors in those days were naive and were standing up for freedom, standing up for equality, standing up for freedom and justice. And they didn't know that the CIA and the FBI and the Fraternal Order of the Police would infiltrate Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, Congress on Racial Equality, Southern Christian Leadership Conference, Nation of Islam, the US Organization, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Organization. These groups were infiltrated, and at the time, the sisters and the brothers didn't think that we would, that didn't, at the time, the sisters and the brothers did not think that their groups and organizations would be infiltrated by the system. And at the time, the sisters and the brothers were naive and did not think that the government and the institutions under the control of the wicked ones would come against them and actually kill and destroy them and kill and destroy leaders. That's like Peter saying, oh no, Yahushua, you won't suffer any of that. We have to be realists and understand and know that when we stand up for life, freedom, justice, and equality, we become natural born enemies to they who are under the control and jurisdiction of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So Yahushua said, get thee behind me, Satan, because the mind of Satan came into Peter to cause Peter not to see and understand the reality of fighting the system. Fighting and opposing warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, and destruction can cause ramifications. And if we don't understand that and continue to move naively, then we're surprised when we see infiltrators. We're surprised when we see the system striking down our leaders. So Satan represents the human family. Satan represents how the human family has fallen from the high, lofty state of gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, illuminated, enlightened light beings. See, Lucifer is not a bad word. That word is a good word that describes we, the original people, and the human family collectively as gods and goddesses, light beings, illuminated ones, children of the Most High. But Satan represents falling from that high, lofty position to become the opposer of light and truth and righteousness and understanding. Satan misuses darkness. And darkness used correctly is the birth chamber, the birth, the womb to create life and light and knowledge and illumination. But Satan uses darkness to keep us ignorant and in the dark. But the Most High operating in darkness creates illuminating light. That's the natural usage of darkness and light. And so we have fallen from Lucifer into Satan, and now are destroying ourselves, destroying the human family, giving ourselves over to the wicked ruling class and ruling families who have the mind of Satan to continue to pump death, hell, and destruction into the human family. So we see that we have to fight against that satanic possession of the human family. The zodiac is so interesting because as the zodiac is teaching us of our loftiness, of our great and grand attributes and characteristics, you also have a characteristic that is a low characteristic that can destroy us because it leads us into vices that may destroy us, or it leads us into wanting fame and glory that may destroy us, or it leads us into prejudices and biases, barriers and boundaries against one another, enmity and animosities against one another, instead of beneficent. What's the word I'm looking for? You have malignant, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Malefic. That word has to do with deeds that are evil and destructive. So we have to watch out for that satanic possession. We have to watch out for our lower desires. See, Yahushua wants to come in. Yahushua comes in on the high, lofty thoughts and spirit of the human being. Satanic forces come in on the low desires of the human being. So we have to watch that. The next definition are things as food that enters into the eater's mouth. My brother, Dr. Phil Valentine, was dealing with these things, talking about how when we eat the words and thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families, see, when we eat and feed on the wicked thoughts and the wicked words and the wicked construct of the wicked ruling class, we have allowed that satanic possession to come in and bring us down from that high, lofty position that we were as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So the wicked ruling class and ruling families represent the wickedness of ourselves. Does the scripture not say that any temptation that we fall prey to is really a reflection of a desire, a defect, a fault within our own selves? So we're back to trying to understand ourselves. Why would we eat and feed from wickedness, eat and feed from warfare, bloodshed, eat and feed from the Democrat administration, an administration that is from the Democratic Party that feeds us warfare and bloodshed just the same as the Republican Party? And you who are Republicans, why would you feed from wickedness, death, hell, destruction, feed on such filth that is a reflection of ourselves? Because if it was not a reflection of ourselves, it could not come into the doorway. This is science, sisters and brothers. Feed on truth. Feed on righteousness. And even when you come to physical food, there are foods that are better for us to eat. And there are preparations of food that are better for us to prepare our foods in. They say that food eaten raw, vegetables eaten raw, this is a better preparation than food cooked. Because food, as it continues to cook, you cook the nutrients out of that food. If you look at genetically modified food created by Monsanto's and other big agribusiness corporations, those foods are not good for us to eat. But natural foods that are not genetically modified. And see, everything leads to everything else. And when you look at we as human beings, we have been genetically modified, and our original nature, which is the nature of the Most High and the nature of the universe, has been changed into this satanic beast nature. So we have to climb back up into where we fell from and begin to eat and feast on foods spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically that are good for us. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.